JW.
Just trying out this D700 here. Make sure I got it all hooked up okay.
It's kind of scratchy. What kind of antenna you on?
Small secondary antenna.
Okay. Well, it's not full quieting, but I mean, you're 100% readable. It's not like I would have to strain to hear what you're saying. You're easy to copy. It's just I can tell you're not on your primary antenna.
It's outside, but it's only about 4 foot off the ground.
Okay. Well, considering where you are, it's doing a fine job.
Just wanted to make sure I could hit the repeater with it, and I'm going to have to get the cable for it. Head there, he keeps popping out on me. I'm having to hold it in.
That's what I was doing the whole time I was talking. I did get a situation where it would sit there after a while, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's five ends too. Just put the end on it, a new end on it. Get them in different sizes.
Smaller than a regular like phone jack. I didn't know if you could get that or not.
Yeah, I think you can get all of those. Finding something to crimp it with that has the right quantity of pins, might be a little bit difficult. Because each crimper has to push those pins down into the wire. And you have to get the wire lined up so that the right wires go right down the right slot. I used to build Ethernet cables all the time when I had black racks, machines of computers, or racks of computers that were processing work units for competitive distributed. But you can do it. You just gotta get the right tools. I'm talking to a tool man.
The tools that are kind of outside of what I normally do, so it might take me a minute to find them. I may have to get in touch with you.
Two different sizes. So the kind that I need to do for Ethernet, that's 8-pin. And then I think I got one for telephone one time. I have to look it up. I have to hunt for it and see if I can find it. It might be just as easy just to buy a replacement cable too. I don't know if they still make them. There's plenty of cable there to cut off the ends and put new ends on.
Yeah, there's plenty of cable, that's for sure. And it looks like he's already repaired it one time on each end. So I'll figure out something. It's all working. I got the MFG power supply powering it up, so everything's doing good.
Now you gotta figure out Sky Command.
I gotta have a radio to command other than my HT with this one. But we're working on that.
I think I did Sky Command with the 700 at one time. I think I had it working with the 700, the D7, HTD7. And the 700, but I never had it working with the 710. But I did have it working with the other two. It was pretty good. I could ride around in the car on my D700 and talk on HF, and I didn't have an HF antenna on my car. So that was kind of fun.
Assuming as long as you can get back to your base station, it works. That's how it works.
That's how it works. As long as you can get there 70 centimeters for control and 2 meters for voice data. So your voice went over 2 meters, and when you want to just change the frequency, that goes over 70 centimeters.
I was watching some videos on it. I knew it was capable of it, but I didn't know a whole lot about it, so I'm having to educate myself on that aspect of it.
It's been a long time since I did it, and it was a lot of effort and a lot of frustration to get it to work, but once it finally worked, there was a lot of reward in that. But then I didn't know. Once I conquered, I didn't use it a whole lot after that. Once I figured out how to make it work, I don't know, that's the same with a lot of things.
That I can use this as a crossband repeater to, when I'm traveling around here, I can set it up and it will throw out my call sign so that it's legal. Unlike the ID5100, I can set it to crossband repeat, but it won't automatically throw out my call. So if I'm not here to maintain that 10-minute window, it's not doing it outside of legal specs.
Yes, those are really good radios, and they've retained their value for years, too. That's amazing.
Good radios, that's why I like them. And, I mean, they carry the Kenwood name, so they're going to be good radios.
Getting a good exercise, it sounds good, but Daniel's going to be up here calling the net here in 8 minutes.
Appreciate you coming. coming back to me. I'll let you go, and we'll clear out his way. KO4HX, and I'll be cleared. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Do you have it on high power? Just make sure you're exercising it nice and good. Get those finals nice and hot.
Still medium.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't hurt to dust them off with some high power, high juice just for a little while, just to make sure it's going to be solid.
I probably won't do it during the net tonight, but I'll try to do it this weekend.
All right. You're sounding better, too. The longer you talk, the more it warms up, the better it sounds. I don't hear any white noise now at all on that antenna that's only 4 feet off the ground. Anyway, I'll let you go. KO4HKX,
thanks again, Dave. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.